Welcome back to Let's Go Michigan with Jeff Sloan on WJR. Once again, with a 5,000-foot view of Michigan business and events, here's Jeff Sloan.
All right, welcome back to Let's Go Michigan. Kristen, Mark, I don't think there's any of us that need to be reminded of or informed of the importance and the need of exercising. We all buy that, right? That's a good, I mean,
or
right?
You just look in the mirror every day and you're reminded of
Thanks for the reminder.
Thanks a lot.
Sorry.
But look, I think the reality is there's no arguing the point that it's good for you.
No, it is good for you. It's good for your mental health, too.
Good for mental health, physical health, keeps the weight off. You got to exercise, right?
Yeah.
Here's the problem. Many Americans just don't like to exercise. You have friends or people that you hear say, I love going to the gym. I can't wait to get there.
My son does that.
Really? He loves it.
Every day.
People love it. But then there's some of us, and those are the people we're looking out for today.
Yeah. We're talking to you.
There's some of us that in spite of just knowing that it's so good for you, in spite of even wanting to do it and buying into it, I have no argument. I don't really like it. Okay. Well, I have good news for those of us that don't like it. We're not alone. Actually, many Americans just don't like to exercise. Why? We're about to find out. We've got Jamie Ducharme from Time Magazine. She's a health correspondent there. And she's covering this very question. So actually learning that there's now research that supports the fact that some of us, many of us, in fact, just don't like to exercise. Jamie, this is a real thing. Some people just don't like to exercise, right?
People do not. And I was interested in this just because, you know, I'm a health reporter and it has always struck me that if there is anything that is good for people in many ways, many aspects of their health, and actually pretty easy to do just from the standpoint of, you know, you don't actually need a ton of equipment or time to exercise, it seems like something that people would be doing all the time. And yet everyone kind of struggles to find the motivation to do it. So I was interested in just digging into that question of why is it so hard to get yourself to exercise?
Well, we want to hear about that. Before we get to that, though, you said really nearly everyone doesn't want to exercise, but there are those really annoying people that love to get their running shoes on and get their workout gear on and get out there and go all day long.
Are they annoying or are they just very motivated?
I'm kidding, of course.
No, I know,
I'm really jealous. Yeah. I wish I felt that way.
Right.
I know intellectually it is so good for you to exercise. It is the answer. It's the answer to better quality of life, more life, longevity, all the rest of it. We all know that. But yet for me to, and I do it at some level. Now, the good news is it keeps Jamie, I think, correct us if we're wrong, but the kind of the threshold of what's acceptable in order to achieve just some baseline objectives keeps coming down. It used to be that you had to go out and run 2 hours a day. You know, it's no longer that. It's much more approachable and, you know, achievable, right, Jamie?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the federal guidelines on this say that you should shoot for around 150 minutes of exercise a week, which breaks down to about 20 minutes a day. But there's some really interesting research that shows even if you're getting significantly less than that recommended amount, it is still good for you. So it's truly one of those habits where even a tiny, tiny bit is good for you. And yet, getting back to the original topic, and yet people still, many people at least, find it very difficult to find the motivation to do that.
Okay, well, we got to know why.
I was fascinated in this. It goes back to human evolution. You know, for most of human existence, we had to be very active to survive, to find food, grow food, outrun predators, like just truly to stay alive. So we evolved to tolerate that level of activity, but also to look for moments when we could rest and kind of conserve energy for the times when we really needed it. If you fast forward to the modern day, most of us are not hunting or gathering our own food and moving around that much, but we still have that kind of biological instinct to conserve energy. So this feeling of like, ugh, I'd rather be on the couch or sleeping than going to the gym is actually something that's hardwired into our brains.
Interesting. So at least we have that going for us.
I was going to say, I'm going to say that next
right.
time.
I'm hardwired. Right. What are we supposed to do here? Right.
I mean, when you think about when you look around, I mean, many of us sit at our desk for 8 hours a day. We take an elevator. We take an escalator. Things that you would think are more physically active, like cleaning your home. We have dishwashers instead of washing the dishes. We have provided ourselves with ways to not exercise.
Exactly. One of the scientists that I interviewed for this story made the point that this instinct that we have to conserve energy is not necessarily a bad thing. It's just that we have become so efficient in modern life at carrying out all the various things that we need to do that we no longer have really, most people at least, any built-in movement. So the instinct has gotten to a point where it's actually harming our health, and we kind of have to find ways to get around it and convince ourselves to move.
And so are there any tips to help someone get in the right mindset and get over this hump of just not wanting to do it? I do know this. I have found in my own experience, it's really hard to get started. But interestingly, once you do get started, it's kind of hard not to do it. Like, I know that from time to time when I've gotten into a really significant exercise regimen across some meaningful period of time, I start to get a dopamine rush when I did it and I look forward to it. Tell us, what did you learn about some ways that we can kind of, sounds silly to say, but trick our brains into wanting to do this?
Yeah, not at all silly. And I think the first one is the simplest, which is just being aware that this is how your brain works and not beating yourself up about it. Because so many people feel guilty or are shamed when they don't exercise and they start to feel like something's wrong with them, when in reality, like, this is how human brains have evolved to work. So that's thing one, don't feel guilty about it. Thing two is, to your point, just making it part of your daily life in whatever way works for you. One tip that an expert told me that I really resonated with was to combine exercise with something that you either already have to do or that you like to do. So maybe that's, you know, instead of going out to dinner with your friend, you go for a walk in the park with a coffee. Or maybe if you have to have a meeting at work anyway, you don't do that in the conference room where everyone's sitting down. You do that again while maybe walking. And that just makes it so much easier to find sort of the time and the mental energy to do this.
And we only need 20 minutes now.
That word keeps coming down. I told you.
I know.
Right. Wait another couple of years.
That's right.
It's going to be maybe
more
down to 10.
Better.
Right. No, more is better. That's
better,
right.
But yeah, right. 20 minutes a day, if you think of it that way, at least to me, that doesn't sound quite as daunting.
Well, I have to admit, I picked up some good tips from Jamie through this conversation. But I also have to tell you guys, listen, I picked up another thing. If on a particular day, I just can't get moving, it just doesn't appear. Listen, I'm hardwired. What do you want from me? I really grabbed hold of that one.
Yeah,
I'll tell you. It's not my fault. I'm hardwired. Right.
I know you're joking, but I do actually think there's value in not beating yourself up. I mean, we're all humans. We're doing the best we can. We live in a modern society that is not built for encouraging exercise. And most people are really busy and working sedentary jobs or working multiple jobs. So I think we have enough to feel bad about. And this is one thing that we can maybe release a little bit.
All right. Right on. Jamie Ducharme, health correspondent at Time Magazine. Thanks so much. Why you don't want to exercise. A few tips on how to trick yourself into actually wanting to exercise and doing it. Really appreciate it, Jamie.
Thanks so much.
Thanks for being on. Stick with us here on Let's Go Michigan. Back with more in a minute.